The topics of discussion in Trenton this past week included gas tax, a new way to address domestic violence, and some reactions to the Sayreville High School football revelations. Here to talk about all of this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks.
Well, we said this before, the Democrats never saw a tax they didn't like, but now I guess you can call this a new tax curveball, because the new idea is to extend the state sales tax to gasoline purchases, which I guess in effect wouldn't that be a new gas tax?
That would be a new gas tax, just a gas tax under a different title. The problem here is that what we really need to do before we make any rash decisions on how to resolve this is we need to have an audit of the TTF. There are many agencies within, and there are separate outside organizations. We have a comptroller, people that could do audits of where the money goes and is the money being spent wisely. Why in New Jersey are we spending $2 million per mile on a road when in other states it's $400,000 to $500,000 a mile? I mean, that's a big difference and less they spend. So we need to figure out why and where, and we have money that's statutorily dedicated, but we also have to figure out, is the money really being spent wisely before we delve into any solutions?
And, you look at it totally in a surface level, most of the $1.6 billion being spent on the trust fund this year is for debt service on prior projects. So mm-hmm. Does that dictate that the prior projects went well beyond the cost of what would have been covered by the money in the fund then?
Well, that's another whole issue. And when you get into the bid process in the state of New Jersey, what happens inevitably on almost every single project is we have change orders. So these contractors go in at a low bid because they want the job, and then all of a sudden you have, hundreds of change orders, and that's what ratchets up the price.
When you look at the signs at the gas station right now, with the gas in most places in the state now under $3, working range right now around $2.85, $2.95 a gallon, don't you think that's going to just expedite and make louder the call now? Because before they could put the stop because someone can count you up with the price of gas almost $4 a gallon. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, well, it does make you wonder, and obviously, it's going to be less painful when it's under $3, but I hope that there's another solution before we jump to conclusions and suggest, a tax. Because, in New Jersey, we're taxed enough already. Please,
Actually, Sheila Oliver, former speaker, is still a member of the Assembly Democrat for Essex. She's worried about relying solely on a hike in the existing 14.5-cent gasoline tax before. And this is common sense, too. We're placing an especially heavy burden on low-income motorists who have to drive their cars to work, where the counter is, by putting the sales tax on, it's more of a consumption versus a burden tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see, what they're talking about. But again, I want to look at, how we can do better and where is the money being spent where it's supposed to be.
Talking with Assemblywoman Alice McCose on the web, it's AliceMcCose.com. The State House is njleds.state.nj.us. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Often we have to admit that out of something bad, something positive can happen, and maybe that's something that's developing as a continued follow-up of the Ray Rice domestic abuse assault in the elevator in Atlantic City, and that's all still falling out on the judicial system side. But we have a new bill that's been introduced, A-3801, introduced by State Assemblywoman Carolina Casagrande, Republican from Monmouth, and Pamela Lampitt, Democrat from Camden. It would establish a 3-year domestic violence court pilot program limited to their respective two counties, again, Monmouth and Camden County. It would be part of the state superior court system. Cases involving alleged domestic violence would be referred to the new courts, and the judges assigned to them would have specific expertise on the topic. Is this maybe one of the ways to counter someone like Ray Rice going into the pretrial intervention program, where he certainly, obviously, wasn't deserving of that opportunity?
Right. This the model for this is similar to what we created with drug courts, and the goal is to take the burden away from the court system and creating this. The question I have is obviously always a concern about money and, you know, where do we find the money for this? It's a great idea, and certainly it does accomplish what I just said, relieving the burden on the judicial system and, you know, not allowing people to have PTI is another positive change.
Well, much like when you have drunk drivers, when they pay their fines, it goes to specific causes for drunk driving awareness and prevention, things like that. Maybe have this program over time funded by the fines that domestic violence perpetrators have to pay.
Yes.
And in addition, by the way, the legislation to create domestic violence courts, Casa Grande also introduced bills to upgrade domestic violence crimes and include a mandatory 3 years of imprisonment for offenders who injure their victims. That's A3002, bill number, and to require that all judges receive at least 3 hours of domestic violence training. And that bill is A3803. This has become, again, has the actions or the inactions of the prosecutor in Atlantic County proven to be a huge catalyst for driving this new idea and the new push to make stronger and reinforce existing domestic violence laws and domestic violence laws in the state house?
I believe that is true. That you know, obviously, national attention was drawn to this case, and certainly. After the fact, the eyes were on the prosecutor and, you know, why he was granted PTI. So, you know, certainly sometimes out of bad things come good things.
We have all been angered, sickened, annoyed, saddened, fill in the emotion of your choice regarding everything we're continuing to learn about the disaster, the horrible events that have taken place in Sayreville High School with the football team. Some want to still consider it hazing, but it's rape for all intents and purposes. We're going to get into that in more detail with the next segment. But what's been the reaction among lawmakers in the state house, especially when you look at, this is sad and laughable at the same time, because of the changes in reporting on anti-bullying in programs in schools? Certainly it's been a huge initiative of the Christie administration to put ideas and laws and programs into place. The system has become a self-reporting system where the schools basically share with the state how they themselves believe they're doing on this issue. And lo and behold, if you look at the top of the list of most effective against in anti-bullying efforts, there you see Sayreville High School.
Yeah, this, you know, this is an example of unintended consequences of legislation. This anti-bullying legislation package that we put through was designed to help reduce incidents of bullying cases throughout New Jersey. However, what it did was it created this tremendous burden for the school districts and this tremendous bureaucracy that they had never dealt with before. So what you're talking about for them to now self-report on themselves is sort of, you know, seems to go against the grain. Of course, you know, what are most people going to say? Oh, yeah, we're great. We're excellent. And you know, as the mother of three children who are involved in sports, and certainly this was a devastating, you know, case, and I feel for the victims, and I feel for the perpetrators because they have a problem. But I think that certainly it gives us pause here in the State House to wonder, you know, if we're doing things sometimes that doesn't necessarily help.
Well, legislatively, could legislation be drafted that puts mandates on high school team coaches? You need to have a certain degree of presence. You can't be hired outside of the school system just to be a coach. You have to be a teacher as well as a coach, things like that.
Yeah. you know, I have mixed feelings about that, too, because, you know, oftentimes you know, up here in Northwestern New Jersey, I know we share sometimes coaches come from, that they teach at other schools, and then they come, you know, after their school day to the high school if they teach in an elementary school. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but clearly supervision is some obviously was lacking. But, you know, you look at the Penn State situation. You know, there were people that knew things were going on there, and it seems in Sayreville was the same situation, that people knew and didn't report. So something definitely, I don't know that government is the answer. I think this is a personal responsibility issue, too, in terms of how we go forward.
Well, here comes the challenging transition of the morning from that to hunters who bring in a bear to be weighed in New Jersey once the season starts. That's not too far from now. We'll get a tradition continues. We'll once again get a cookbook, which includes, so one recipe here, grilled bear loin with brown sugar paste to remind them that they, indeed the animals are edible, not not simply trophy hunters.
Right. This, you know, again, whether you are in support or against the bear hunt, we have statistics that show that it has indeed helped reduce the number of nuisance bears. And unfortunately, we had the tragedy in West Milford recently. But the hunt has been effective, and the biologists and the scientists at Fish and Wildlife have lots of data proving that. And we hope that people will continue to participate in the bear hunt.
And the recent stats as far as bear encounters, there had been a lull, but the state has seen a rise in bear encounters among humans this year. They've received more than 50 calls a week from bear sightings, about bear sightings and nuisance bears. Evident, obviously, with the Rutgers student, and office officials have euthanized over 75 bears this year for breaking into houses or destroying livestock and crops. So obviously it dictates that the population is exceeding the natural habitats, and despite the attempts at relocation and garbage can management, that was almost to the tune of $1 million under the Corzine administration. That was their idea. That didn't work out too well, but the hunt will continue. This will be the last year, so we wait and see whether or not the bear management program will continue status quo or some changes will be made in that as well. To share your thoughts on these ideas and to bring to her attention something you think is worthy, you can do that at AllisonMcCose.com. And to check out those bills I referred to before about domestic violence, along with any other legislation that's of interest to you, that's what you can do at njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and enjoy your Sunday.